Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
All right, folks, hey, thanks for joining me for another show of Real Estate Realities. That's right. Just remember, folks, the biggest thing is we live in the best country in the world. And you know what? Even with the coronavirus and having to stay at home in shelter, we still have beautiful mountains. We have beautiful trails. We have a beautiful city. And we're coming together as a community. That's what you need to focus on. You have to focus on the positives because it's so easy to surround yourself with negative people and Debbie Downers. And that's not what we do on Real Estate Realities, okay? We always talk the good, the bad. Obviously, the bad is Governor Polis shut down Colorado, and that's effect until April 11th. The good news is, on the flip side, is President Trump is saying, hey, we're going to try as hard as we can to get things fired back up because we can't function as an economy, duh, if we're shut down for months on end, right? We got to get things back to work. He's talking about doing it responsibly and having certain counties that are experiencing low cases getting back before others, obviously, like New York City. Boy, you got to offer them a lot of thoughts and prayers, what they're going through. And that's really the good, the bad, pretty fast there. And we're going to have a phenomenal guest joining us for the second segment of this show, Justin Knoll. Okay, he is the past president of the Colorado Association of Realtors, and currently he serves as a director for the National Association of Realtors. We're going to be talking about the coronavirus, the impacts he's seeing, and what they're doing as the National Association of Realtors to protect the consumers and also advocate for us, the realtors. We're going to have a ton of good information. If you have questions about anything we talk about on today's show, make sure you join me and call me. Be part of this, folks. 232-1063. I'd love to talk with you, the radio listener. I've enjoyed it so much talking with many of you. And Carl, I know you're tuning in. And you bought a townhouse from us this last year over in Spring Creek. That's doing amazing for you. Kudos, man. Very happy to work with you. Such a blessing to see that investment take off. So congratulations to Carl. And stick around, folks, for that second segment. And then also, we're doing something very special for the third segment. We're bringing on the owner of Marigolds and also bringing on the owner of Happy Tap. As Monday, we are doing a fundraiser and giving out free beer to first responders, growlers, and free meals over at Marigolds. That is Monday, folks. Stick with me here as we roll into the second segment. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Guilty of love.
Back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, welcome back to the second segment of Real Estate Realities. I have a very special guest joining us, Justin Knoll. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Justin comes with a lot of experience, folks. He's the past president of CAR, that's the Colorado Association of Realtors, and currently a director for the National Association as well. Justin, can you just give us a little bit of background on how you got into real estate and how you got involved in these positions?
Yeah, you bet. Real estate's in my blood. I'm fourth generation realtor. So great-grandfather started this about 70-some years ago.
Wow.
Grandparents, mother, who's 46 years in the business, and then I started about 20 years ago. I always kind of joke, it's like the mob. Like,
yeah, you guys are houseaholics.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's, you know, 20 years in the biz doing this, I've seen, you know, pretty much most of what you can up until this last couple of weeks. This is all brand new, but I've been on the sales side, I've been on the management side, and found a really good niche in the leadership side of things, both in a brokerage sense, I've been a managing broker and the president of a large brokerage here in Denver in the past, and then doing my stuff with Carr and the National Association of Realtors. Just found this niche where I could kind of convey a message from these entities to our members, and it seemed to be kind of what I was good at, deciphering what's what and making sure that the audience is understanding what exactly they're doing. So, you know, this week has been especially bananas with all that's happening with COVID-19. From the National Association of Realtors side, we spent a lot of time working on the stimulus package that was coming through that just got signed, $2 trillion package. We had to make sure we had a seat at the table, and that's really what the National Association of Realtors does, is make sure we have a seat at the table with legislators and they understand exactly our position on things and what it means to housing. They don't always understand fully what one effect may have on the other. And so we did a really good job making sure that we were at that table. Our motto is always, if you're not at the table, you're probably on the menu. And
I like that. Sure, I like that.
Position. Yeah.
That's
so, yeah, we were there at the table and making sure our voice is heard. And so that was a win, as much as you can call this a win for the National Association of Realtors side, just making sure that stimulus package really came together. On the state side, what Carr has been focused on is really working with our local legislators and the state legislators to make sure that, you know, any shutdowns or anything that was going on, really real estate was left as an essential piece of the economy, so essential services. And that came through in the Front Range with Denver, Tri-County, Arapahoe, Adams County, and Douglas County, and then Boulder County, all adopting the same kind of lockdown position. And that was that real estate services were still an essential service. And so that was a big win for us. Not that we can go out and celebrate and drive around and show homes all day and endanger the public, but there are certain transactions we can do from afar. And those transactions have a financial impact and an impact on people's lives. And we wanted to make sure that that opportunity was still there. And so we got that done. And yesterday was a big win for us as well, when the governor signed over an emergency amendment to his kind of shutdown, where real estate services were designated as critical services.
Yeah, they weren't in the original, correct? I mean, because I was reading through that. I didn't see it in the original, but you guys got on it fast at the state level.
We got on it. You know, here's what happened. I can tell you some background. That night that he signed it was a couple days ago, or Tuesday or Wednesday, whichever day it was. Like, they're blending together. I don't know. But he signed it in, and we saw that was not included. We thought he would just take over the same kind of wording and verbiage that the Front Range communities had adopted. And he didn't. He went with a federal kind of verbiage on what was an acceptable service or not. And we found we weren't there. So we immediately started getting with his office. And it was that night that he signed it. And then the following morning, yesterday morning, or I guess it would be Thursday morning, that he did make this emergency amendment, understanding that, boy, this is going to have a tremendous impact. Let's not forget that every house that's sold in the U.S. stimulates $47,000 worth of economic impact on our economy. That's a lot. Not that this is an economy-driven deal, but, boy, that's, if we can keep deals going that really are not going to impact the health or risk the public's health, you know, we'd love to be able to continue that. So that was a win for us. So that's what NAR and Carr has done in the last a week or two.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a lot of work, and it is important what you say, because I look at it and I tell radio listeners, if we're creating a homeless situation for someone, that's going to add to the panic. And
exactly,
you know, really, you talk about serving the customers, being smart. You know, if a house is vacant, can we put it on the market? Yes, if the showing agents use the right protocol. It's just being responsible.
Yeah.
You know, about the decisions that the realtors make. And I don't do business in Denver. You do. So I work down here with the Pikes Peak Board of Realtors, and we have a great group down here. And I can totally say we're going to handle this responsibility well, and we're going to, you know, make appropriate decisions and still be able to serve the consumer during a time of need.
Yep. Correct. You know, I have a team, and on our team, we've got a couple of transactions going now. And one is, you know, where an elderly person has to go to assisted living, can no longer live on their own. And the only vehicle that they have to pay for assisted living is the equity in their home. And that home is on the market. And had this gotten shut down and not either made an essential or critical service, they would be locked down at home with no help. And that's a dangerous, dangerous place. So it's not just the looky-loos out in the market that we're focused on. A lot of transactions are so impactful. And so we're proud that can continue. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Your Pikes Peak Association is one of the best in our region, if not the nation. They are so involved and do a great job. So you guys are in good hands there.
It's a real privilege. And the radio listeners hear me talk a lot about the market here. And I've talked about, you know, the inventory here and how we haven't seen a large change yet. We obviously a dip in showing activity, which can be expected, but not a large change. Can you touch a little bit on what you're seeing up in Denver and what you may forecast the effect that this virus may play out, if any at all?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few key indicators that we're really tracking right now. Number one is showings. This is the immediate what is happening today. So we are scrubbing those showing reports and just tracking activity as you guys are. What we found is about a 50% reduction week over week over week. So the last 2 weeks, we've seen each week reduce 50% of our showing. I'm not as terribly concerned about that because what we're seeing on the flip side is pending contracts and listings going under contract have not dipped terribly yet. And that's the key word, is we're just waiting with bated breath to see if that does happen. We are seeing an influx of listings come on this week. Well over 1,500 this week hit our market, just in our MLS, which is still a very good pace. I know we're dealing with sellers that want to keep going as well, but that showings is really the first indicator of what's happening. It's almost triage right now, right? The other things that we're really tracking is pendings and when they go back on the market.
Yep, I was going to bring that up. That's a great point.
So during the Great Recession, we saw attrition typically in the front range, anywhere from 25 to 35% of transactions would fall out at some point, right? It was somebody lost a job, they're losing a bonus, they don't feel confident with the economy, whatever that was, there was a reason they were getting out of the transaction. We've seen that happen here recently, but not to those numbers yet. And again, that word yet is still out there. But we are tracking those. The numbers aren't terrible right now, but we are seeing some things happening. Now, I will say one thing that's happened recently. This is the great thing about our association and how we lobby and how we work with others is the Colorado Bar Association, the lawyers and attorneys out there helped us craft a document. It's a COVID-19 addendum to the contract. And what it does is pushes pause on all the dates, in essence, of a contract. There's a lot of dates that rule the contract. And so they push pause on that and just kind of let everybody catch their breath. We don't have to go crazy. Nothing's crashing. Let's just push pause. We'll extend this out. So that addendum just came through and was approved this week. So we're hoping that'll keep some deals together. And
I saw that come through on our end. I think it was worded fantastically, and it's just fair to the consumer. And that's, I think, the biggest thing is treating, you know, sellers and buyers both fairly during this time and giving them the flexibility. You know, you can't plan for this. And even as realtors, as creative as we can get and keep deals together, right? We can get creative, but
absolutely.
This is a tough one to get creative on.
Absolutely. And I don't know what you guys are seeing there, but it is very odd in which segment of the market we've seen slow down. Some areas are seeing no slowdown on high-end stuff, maybe over $1 million. There seems to be no effect. And then you go down a few neighborhoods away in that same price segment, and you're seeing a major drop in activity. So, you know, I don't know that there's one segment that's tracking over another right now. I think it's just confidence in people's jobs and in their financials and all that good stuff. But it's pretty interesting right now. It's kind of all over the place, and we're trying to keep up with the stats and calm people down. But
we got a couple minutes left here. I want to just ask you what you foresee for the housing market nationwide. Yeah. I know this is a tough question, but if you look out 3 to 5 years, what are you looking at for Colorado, Denver maybe, and nationally?
Yeah, I think the next 3 to 5 years really is going to be predicated on what we see in the next 6 months here. An election year is always an odd one for the housing market. We usually see Q4 and Q3 of that election year slow down quite a bit. And I know along our front range, starting in July, the last few years, our market slowed. We might see this spring rush that we typically have in March, April, and May push into the fall this year, which may negate kind of the election blues that people get in the real estate market. So if that happens, I think this could spur us on a little bit more and push the health of our market even further along past 1 or 2 years into that 3 and 5 year. What we've been anticipating and what economists have been telling us is the next 3 to 5 years, you're probably going to see a good flattening out in pretty much most segments of the market. No bubble bursts, no major collapses of anything, just a flattening out of pricing. But that's all predicated on supply and demand. And our inventory demand is inventory shortage is really driving prices up. So, you know, as long as people are still moving here, I know in the springs, you guys are one of the hottest places to move to in the nation. If inventory doesn't come back, it's not going to slow down.
No, and I think a correction would be healthy because you do want to see people still be first-time homebuyers have success in the market. And I think a little flattening would be fine and get back to some realistic appreciation and not the crazy 11, 12%.
Absolutely. And I think affordability being the number one challenge in our market needs to be addressed. And there's only so much you can do until the market just got to correct itself. And so, yeah, we welcome a flattening out. We're good with that. I would brace all of us. It's not going to be a drastic fall or anything, but a more of a gradual flattening and plateau, and then see what kind of things go from there. But Colorado's still the place to be. I mean, it just is. There's no way around it.
So, that's it.
That's a good thing.
That's great. Well, Justin, we know you're very busy, and we appreciate you coming on the show. Means a lot, and hopefully we can have you on again. You've got a wealth of knowledge.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Folks, stick around as we head into our third segment. You're listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
There must be some kind of. All right, folks, welcome back to the third segment here of Real Estate Realities. We got the one and only, the owner of Happy Tap, the best bar in town, Brett Helton. How we doing, baby?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be on. I'm happy to get to talk to some of your people because I know you do such a great job with the radio. It's nice to be a part of it.
Thank you, my friend. Folks, I wish we could get Brett on TV because the guy's a stud. He's got hair from like the guy in Braveheart, the movie. So if that doesn't intrigue you enough to just go to Happy Tap after what I described, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
It's not just me. There's a lot of characters, a lot of good people, a lot of good-looking people around. If you want to come and hang out with some good crew, come on by.
That's it. Now, what's your address before we get carried away here?
We're over on South 8th Street. It's 1757 South 8th Street. It's over there. If you know where the 7-Eleven is in Little Nepal, it's in that same office complex. It's one of the buildings that's the most southeast from there. Kind of tucked away a little bit off the beaten path, but it's not too hard to find if you look for it. We pull up on maps and everything just fine, but if you know the area pretty well, you can probably find it on your own, just South 8th Street and 1757.
That's great. And then give them your phone number a couple times here.
Okay. I'm Brett Helton. I'm the owner operator. My number is 719-502-9093. It makes it pretty easy because I listed my business cell phone the same as my regular one. So I have it on me at all times. It's listed on my website. It's listed on Google and Yelp and all that. So if you ever don't remember it, you can look me up, and that goes directly to my cell phone. I always got it. So again, it's 719-502-9093. It's great. You can text me anytime. You can give me a ring, whatever you want to do. I'm pretty good with it. I like handling all my business myself, so I kind of just stick to that, and that's what I like to do.
That's it. That's it. And Brett is delivering beer during this time, so you can reach out to him, get a growler, and that goes into what we're talking about and why we have Brett on the show. We're doing something very special on Monday. Any first responders, any medical personnel, we're saying, hey, call Brett, come by the Happy Tap, have him deliver you a growler, pick a growler up, and Brett's going to contribute as well as the Hermes team with those costs and, give a little liquid courage to our heroes in this community.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice for me. There's so many things that are kind of going around right now that it's kind of fun to kind of see the ways you can mix it in and get in with it. I know some things are shut down, some things aren't. It makes it kind of cool where me, I've never been able to deliver before or give for off-premise drinking. So they kind of granted me and a lot of other bars around that ability. So it's kind of something new I'm working with. I can fill your growler. I can fill anything up you want. I got some cans you can take. I'll be giving out 6-packs. There's a lot of things that are a little bit new for me now as far as like kind of going through this time period, but I'm super happy to help out. I just want people to, to have a little fun and, especially people that are working so hard and going overtime, it'd be nice to give them some free beer.
Yeah, especially people on the front lines who are really dealing with this crisis day in and day out. Brett is a native here at Colorado Springs. That's why he has the same passion for this community as I do.
It makes it really fun. I grew up here. A lot of my friends, all my family's still here. And I've kind of gotten ingrained in this community that I'm down at by the bar. I love the regulars. They're my family now. So it's kind of cool to be able to take care of them. They take care of me. just giving back any way I can. I've been too fortunate to not try and pay it forward, especially the people that don't get off work, the people that can't be at home relaxing, you know, getting, you know, trying to stay healthy because they're out there working hard. So it's kind of nice to be able to be in a position to take care of the people that took care of me.
That's right, folks. That's the attitude, and that's why we're supporting Happy Tap and Brett. And you know what? If you're listening, you can go, Justin, I have a friend who's a first responder, and boy, that'd be fun to drop him a growler. Call myself or Brett. We'll arrange it. And if you say, man, we can't get off till Tuesday, we'll arrange it. You firefighters who work, you know, double-day shifts, we just want to engage with you and say thank you. Thank you for serving this great community. Brett, give us some a nice little quote here to end with, some inspiration, and give us the address again and your contact information.
Again, I'm Brett Helton, 1757 South 8th Street, Happy Tap Taproon. My number is 719-502-9093. It's a big time for everyone. It's a big time. There's a lot of growing pains. There's a lot of things going on, but it's always fun to be able to check on your friends, get a little beer, and get a little help when you need it. So come on by, meet some new faces, and have a beer on us.
Fantastic. Brett, thanks for joining us on Real Estate Realities. All right, folks, joining us now, the owner of Marigold's, Gashan. Welcome to the show. How you doing, buddy?
Thank you, Justin. How are we today?
Great, man. You can't complain. We live in such a beautiful city, man. We get to look up at these mountains. And, you know, this is tough times, obviously, but you got to keep the positive attitude.
Amen.
So we got, you know, one of the best restaurants in town here, folks. Marigold's is phenomenal. And we're bringing them in because they're partnering with us on Monday to support our first responders and to support all the medical personnel in this town. They are the true heroes during a crisis like this. And Gashan, explain to the radio listeners how that's going
to
look.
I just want to start off first and say thank you to the first responders and everything that they're doing for our community and saving our lives and keeping us strong through these tough times. And so Monday, on behalf of Justin Hermes and the Realtor team and Marigold Cafe and Bakery, we'll be having a lunch and dinner option menus to serve out to the first responders. So if you could please give us a call and let us know where you heard about it, the radio, Facebook, the Gazette, Instagram. And then we have a club sandwich, cheeseburger, and a salmon salad to offer for lunch. And for dinner, we have a flat iron steak served with garlic mashed potatoes, grilled chicken breast served with garlic mashed potatoes, pan-seared salmon served with rice pilaf, and a pomodoro pasta, angel hair pasta served with fresh marinara with the choice of chicken or vegetables. And if you don't mind, just show an ID and your meal will be taken care of on the house.
There it is. That's fantastic. Boy, whew, that's a good menu right there, folks. I usually just have some maybe chicken noodle soup and some ramen at my house. So that menu sounds pretty good. I might need to stop in there and snag me some of that.
Right. And I do want to add, everyone's going through this tough time, and so us as a community, we got to support all local businesses and all people who are struggling through this time, because everyone is going through this tough battle, and we got to support and go through this together as one.
And I think we're turning that corner. I really do. I think it was kind of a shock to everyone out in the community, and you radio listeners, you know what I'm talking about. But as we turn the page here, and we're in this thing, it's a dogfight. Now you got to look at it and go, how are we going to band together, not only as Americans, the best country in the world, but as citizens of Colorado Springs, such a beautiful community? Gashan hit it right on the head. So how are you seeing this affect your guys' business? Are you still doing a lot of delivery?
It's hitting everyone's hard. I can't just speak for ourselves. I'll speak for all of Colorado Springs. I know everyone's been hit. There's been a lot of people who've lost their jobs. So, I mean, everyone is just going through a tough time. And we just got to remember God is going to get us through this. And we just have to have our faith be strong and really believe that there are going to be greater days ahead of us.
That's it. That's the attitude, folks. So, Gashan, before you leave us, just again, please give the address a couple times to the radio listeners, and then also a good phone number and even a website address they can look at your menu. Even if they're not a first responder and you guys just want to have a phenomenal meal, I just had one this week, and it spoiled me. The Reuben was fantastic.
Absolutely. So Marigold Cafe and Bakery is on 4605 Centennial Boulevard. 4605 Centennial Boulevard. And our phone number is 719-599-4776. 719-599-4776. And please don't hesitate to call at any time. We offer deliveries. We offer takeouts. And you can check out our menu at MarigoldColoradoSprings.com. Again, MarigoldColoradoSprings.com. And please just don't support Marigold. Support all your local businesses because everyone is in need right now.
That's it, baby. That is it. I love it. I love the attitude. Folks, like I say at the end of every show, yes, we're teaching passive income. Real estate is important in building that. But the most important thing is your family, your relationships, your peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. Stay safe. Stay great, Colorado Springs. And let's get through this together. You've listened to another show, Real Estate Realities. Justin Hermes, 232-1063.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.